After 3 decades in politics in New York State, Joe Robach is retiring. WXXI's James Brown caught up with him about his career and how he sees politics.
Joe Robach doesn't want to retire. He will in a matter of days.
I'm getting rid of so much stuff. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing what you accumulate over that many years.
Robach was first elected in 1991, replacing his father, the longtime Democratic state senator Roger Robach, who died that year. Robach is something of a dying breed in an increasingly partisan world. He had the support of the Conservative Party both as a Democrat in the state assembly and as a Republican in the state senate, where he's served since 2003. He says he's learned a lot while representing the diverse 56th state senate district.
I did not know much about agriculture or farming until I got this job. But because of some of my people out west, I did.
The district starts on the shores of Lake Ontario, including Hamlin, Hilton, and Greece, and stretches into Brighton and parts of the city of Rochester. Robach says he's proud of his achievements, including pushing for Megan's Law, which created a registry of sex offenders in New York State. He was also an advocate for lower middle class taxes and school tax rebates. But Robach's fingerprints are all over the area. He pushed for state funding for many Rochester institutions, such as the University of Rochester Medical Center, the Wegman School of Pharmacy, and reinvestments at Eastman Business Park, to name a few.
A lot of things that I know are going to help people long after I leave and help the economy here.
The passion in the fire is still there for Robach. He thinks he could do more. But with Republicans out of power in the state Senate, he says there's no room for him to maneuver and get things done. Robach says he hasn't changed, but politics in the state have.
I've done everything I can to not make everything New York City-centric. Unfortunately, in today's state government, I think that's the case. That's not good for people who live in Rochester.
Robach says there's not enough of an upstate agenda coming out of Albany, and he's concerned that it's hurting the area's economy.
What I've tried to teach all my colleagues, regardless of party, is people up here are voting with their feet. They're moving out. So I don't care whether you're trying to sell your home, whether you make bread, whether you work at a bank. It's all bad. It's less people to service and contribute.
But Robach isn't going anywhere. He says he intends to support organizations and causes that he believes in. James Brown, WXXI News.